Kat Kattison is a biological woman who became a man, then detransitioned back to being a woman. She's also a molecular biologist and with us now. Kat, welcome. Thank you so much for coming on. I briefly went over your story, but if you could sort of explain what it was like to go through those different phases of life.
Sure. So starting at about 5 years old, I started to question my gender. Back then, there wasn't this affirming culture like there is today. So I didn't even know a person could be transgender until I was about 13. So I learned about gender dysphoria and transitioning from some websites and forums I was visiting at that age. And so at age 13 was when I started to identify as a trans man. But I was not affirmed by my parents. I was not affirmed by my pediatrician. I was actually bullied a lot by my peers for being gender nonconforming. I also had a lot of comorbidities such as anorexia, ADD, OCD, potentially undiagnosed autism. And I finally saw a gender therapist at about 17, and he didn't take into account any of the comorbidities. He just suggested testosterone within about 3 appointments. And again, my parents didn't affirm me at that point. So I ended up transitioning later in my mid-20s. And all I did to transition was coming out publicly and starting to take testosterone. I also scheduled top surgery and a legal name change, but I did not go through with those things, thankfully.
But, well, it sounds like you had a support system that would have sort of slowed you down from making those major choices to undergo surgery, although it sounds like you took some medications. What was that like to have that support, your parents who were saying, no, hold on, we're not going to do that right now? And compare that to what you're seeing right now when it comes to teenagers who are looking to change their gender and undergo these serious irreversible surgeries.
So it was really hard as a teenager when I was not affirmed in my gender identity. At the time, I thought it was the worst thing in the world, but it absolutely did preserve my health and maybe my fertility. Because what we have happening with kids right now is, you know, they're going to see a doctor with a diagnosis of gender dysphoria. And rather than getting any kind of evaluation or any kind of safeguarding, they're being immediately affirmed as the opposite sex or even non-binary. And then they're being started on these puberty blockers. And the dangers with puberty blockers, one of the things, as was mentioned in the previous clip, is there are no controlled studies or clinical trials on these medications for gender dysphoria. So it is essentially child experimentation. And it's really sad because you can have these kids, if they start puberty blockers before puberty, they're sexual organs will never develop, and they will be, if they go from puberty blockers to cross-sex to hormones, as over 95% of the children are doing, They will end up permanently infertile. They can have osteoporosis and stunted brain development as well. So I actually feel very thankful now to have bypassed that and to have my family and my doctor at the time looking out for my health.
Right. Again, these are changes to your body that could impact your life forever. You think about, you know, in the U.S., you can't drink alcohol under age 21, and yet we're seeing these young children coming to the conclusion that they're in the wrong gender, and again, making decisions to change genders here. Let me show you again part of that ad. This is from Planned Parenthood. It has to do with puberty blockers. Let's listen together.
There are medicines you can take to delay puberty for a while. They're called puberty blockers, and they work like a stop sign by halting the hormones testosterone and estrogen that cause puberty changes like facial hair growth and periods. Puberty blockers are safe and can give you more time to figure out what feels right for you, your body, and your gender identity.
Again, I'm sure you caught it in the ad. They say puberty blockers are safe. Have you heard from folks who are in similar situations to yours, or even maybe those who went through with surgeries who've come to regret the decision and can't go back?
Yes, I have. So that ad from Planned Parenthood, first of all, I want to say it's absolute propaganda. Actually, the NHS used to say puberty blockers were reversible, and now they no longer do. They've updated that on their website. And I've personally met, in real life, I've met a handful of detransitioners who transitioned prior to the age of 18 and were taking these medications. And they actually, two underage detransitioners or who had transitioned before the age of 18 testified in Florida to try to block gender affirming care for under 18s. And they have suffered irreversible side effects and they regret that they were affirmed so young. So, you know, my goal and my activism is I want children to be safeguarded. And I think as adults, we have a responsibility to protect kids from making irreversible and potentially disabling decisions for themselves.
Yeah. And again, you're looking at it from a perspective of a molecular biologist as well. So really recognizing human biology and the differences between men and women. Appreciate your time today, Kat Kattison. Thank you for sharing your story with us.